Good evening. Welcome to the Solari Report. Today is Thursday, April 5th, 2012. I'm Catherine Austin Fitz, and I'm delighted you could join me this evening. Our theme tonight is You Heard It Here First. There's a wonderful subscriber we have from Texas who keeps pointing out the number of times he heard something or someone first on the Solari Report. This week he sent me a little note about Dr. Robert Lustig being on 60 Minutes and pointed out that Lustig, he'd first heard Lustig in September 2010. Ditto Jim Norman, great author of The Oil Card, hopefully will be back with us in May. He's been on coast to coast. His book is shot to the top of the charts. And John Rappaport, since being on in February, has gotten quite a run on Alex Jones, The Corbett Report, and others. I predict the same for our guest tonight, Joe Mysak. I've known Joan literally for decades. I haven't seen him since 1998. I just reminded him tonight. And Joe's certainly enjoyed plenty of national prominence as the dean of the financial press and someone covering covering the municipal market. He's my pick always for the top reporter in this area. My prediction is you're going to see his name a lot more as the municipal market gains in attention in 2013 and 2014, particularly after the election, because the issues are, the financial issues and the debt issues in this country are going to come to ground in the municipal budgets, and that's going to impact the municipal bond market. And Joe's somebody who understands the complexity of this market. It's not a simple market, and things are never quite as they seem because you really have to get into the details, and Joe's somebody who's a master of them. So I think you're really going to enjoy the conversation tonight. I've been receiving excellent recommendations from many of the subscribers for guests from the Solari Report. I love these recommendations. Please keep them coming. Don't be discouraged if it takes time. I generally, if I haven't known someone for a long time, if I haven't read their work and checked references, and particularly if they make recommendations, I try to use them personally. It's amazing these different things you'll see me try and use. I kind of use myself as the guinea pig. So, you know, you can make an excellent recommendation that I'm very interested in, and it can literally take months before I read their books and try their stuff myself. So don't be discouraged because, again, I get a lot of great ideas from you. I expect to get more. We're going to be lunching with subscribers in San Jose on the 14th, next Saturday. And it's going to be at a private home with a wonderful Australian subscriber who's a great friend and also happens to be an absolutely fantastic chef. So for those of you in the area, I hope to see you.